Dustin Cady a pocket to throw in. The only mistake was made. Dustin Cady stared down his receiver the entire time. And the safety cheated all the way over there and watched him the whole time. He threw into double coverage. Some instant unintentional contact tripped up Ian Snyder, not making a play. The only thing he could have done different is Bowles near field was wide open. Cady can look in this time.
Cady throws to his left on the near sideline, is caught at the 38. He's going to be shy of the first down marker. Complete to Brennan Wisner. He's shy by about a half a yard, maybe a yard. Brought down by number 8, number 56, Jacob Matthews, 5'8", 170 junior. Brings up a fourth and a yard to go now.
Wow, great throw and catch there. Brennan Wisner going to pay the price, got to come off the field. He's bent over, not sure if he lost his breath there on that one, was right next to the sideline. But a great catch there to give him a 12-yard gain, giving them a manageable fourth down and one. Can really do anything here, could run the ball or throw the ball. They've done that successfully so far.
Fourth and goal, or fourth and yard, they're going from it from the 36, 37-yard line. First down markers at the 36. Justin Cady and the keeper.
And a great play call there. Running back to his right, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes behind him. Dubes to his right, and that pistol formation with a loaded right side, and he just follows them through the hole and literally just dives for the first down, taking what he can get, and a fresh set of downs now for Lakers. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Lakers under the snap here. Looks like going to bounce back into that pistol formation. Receiver to the far side. Play underway and a quick handoff to Terrence Dubes right up the middle. About a 2-yard gain. Again, not sure. 4-4 this year. 6'2", 210 pounds. Gets his first tackle of the evening for Beale City. Second and 8 upcoming for the Lakers.
In between the hash marks at the 33-yard line are the Lakers on second and 8 now in the pistol, and they take it to the left. Terrence Dubes with the carry, and he gets pushed back actually to the 35-yard line. It's a loss of 2 on the play, and he's tackled by number 32, Kendall Flogger, it appears. We can't really read these numbers very well up here in the booth, even on a very beautifully lit field.
Yeah, nothing going there for Lakers as they run a read option. And unfortunately, Cady took a hit and Terrence Dubes took hits on that play. Right now, not fooling Beale City at all. Third and 9 to go. Wouldn't be surprised to see a pass play considering they've had so much success through the air so far.
And pistol to the right now. Dustin Cady hands it off to actually going to be Ed around.
Reverse.
And the reverse into the hands of number 7. He's still going, Seth Bowles. And brought down by number 9, Tucker Gross, all the way down to the 21-yard line. It's a 15-yard gain and new set of downs for the Lakers.
A gutsy play call there by Coach Adam Grybalskis, and it works perfectly. Seth Bowles coming from the far side in motion towards the line of scrimmage and just kind of slips into the backfield. All the distractions going to Terrence Dubes running the football and a quick, easy pitch to Seth Bowles, and nothing but green dirt in front of him. Gets an easy first down for Lakers.
And it's a handoff. It's Dustin Cady on the keeper right through the middle. He's down to the 5-yard line, fighting down to the 4. And it's going to be falling forward down to the 1, maybe the 2-yard line. And stopped again by Tucker Gross. And it's going to be a first and goal situation for the Lakers on the door knocking.
And Beale City again. I've mentioned this a couple of times. I can tell you it again. If Tucker Gross is going to be the one making tackles, giving up big plays to the fellow offense. A big run there, Dustin Cady, designed quarterback run. Terrence Dubes doing a heck of a job, basically playing fullback right now and lead blocker, picking up a guy, and Dustin Cady slipping around him. That time had a lot of room to run, and it took 3 or 4 Beale City defenders to eventually tackle him down.
Coming out in the power pistol to the right, and Dustin Cady keeps it for himself. He hits a brick wall, and he claims
refuses
saying,
to be denied, Clark.
And on a second, maybe third-ditch effort, gets across, and touchdown, Lakers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lakers finds themselves in the end zone, and now we have a 1-point game. It's Leggies 7, Lakers 6. after a beautiful drive from the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
And Dustin Cady, they're refusing to be denied. They basically run the same play, just to the right side instead of the left. And Beale City was ready for it. But again, Dustin Cady powering his way into the end zone.
So Lakers going more than likely for two here, which would give them the lead. And we apologize if our broadcast is getting a little fuzzy here at times. We have very poor reception. We're trying to get our backup systems here. And once we come back from break, we should have our backup system ready to go for you here. And this will be ready to go. Lakers coming out for two. LAW Sports Network.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
And Lakers, just like that, is on the board. They march right down the field. And 2:18 left here in the first quarter. Lakers has the lead, 8-7.
Score update, Clark, a little bit of a surprising one. Marlette in the first quarter trails Armada 13-0 early in that game.
Wow.
That's right. Marlette playing for a chance with a win to give themselves an automatic bid into the playoffs.
And the kick comes in at the 25-yard line, and they break free a little bit. But Terrence Dubes pushes the Beale City player out at the 38-yard line, so Beale City will start out right there. As we are on our backup systems now on the WLAW Sports Network, we apologize. You think a metropolitan area such as Saginaw would have some worthy cell reception? Apparently not.
Yeah, absolutely not. That kickoff there, Clark, looked like one of your driver shots there. A low worm burner. Bounced the whole way there, intentionally trying to keep it away from the Beale City special teamers. But it got all the way back there anyways, and he took it down the sideline. All the way to the 37-yard line where Beale City will start their drive right now.
First and 10, left, right across the radio. Receiver wide to the right, two men in the backfield, splitting the quarterback, and they hand it off, and he's wild for the running. And a last-ditch effort gets him out to the 49-yard line. Terrence Dubes shoves him down, number 22. Luke Farrell, the ball carrier, gets down for a 12-yard gain to the 49-yard line. Out like a rocket.
Oh, man, did he hit the hole very quickly. Verity there. Hitting the hole very fast, very fast, but a misdirection out of that wing tee, and it threw Lakers off, and there was a big hole for him to run through. They could have drove a truck through.
First and 10 now for the Beale City Aggies at their own 49-yard line. Left, right, across the radio, receiver wide to the right, two men swing the backfield, and it's actually a screen pass to the right, minus the blockers. Two men is caught at the 50-yard line, down to the 45, and forced out of bounds by Wisner and Ian Snyder. Chase Rowland, the intended receiver, brings it in for a 8-yard gain when all is said and done. Now second and 2 in Laker territory at the 43-yard line.
Again, Lakers focused on the run. Two running backs in the backfield spread apart, and just a quick one-step drop and quick throw to the wide receiver as the cornerback had given him about a 10-yard cushion. That's Brendan Wisner out there in coverage again, giving him about a 10-yard cushion.
Same formation, working off the right hash at the Laker 43. And there's a fumble on the field, and it potentially Beale City has it. The Lakers signals it that they have it. It's Laker ball.
Oh, great play.
beautiful play as it was a bad snap, and they never had a handle on it from the get-go. And just like that, Lakers